dare not. What does that mean? We dare not. If someone says, we dare not, what does that mean? Lucas?
We do not.
We do not. Yes, that's good. It means there is no way you will ever catch me doing this. I would never do that. Wow, what are some things you would never do? Well, you better never walk out into the middle of a street by yourself without looking both ways and getting your parents' permission, right? Is that true? In fact, you should probably look both ways twice, right? You don't go running out and chase a ball in the street. You dare not do that. You dare not make little paper balls in school and throw them at your teacher during a lesson, right? Never. You should never do that. Hope I didn't give you guys an idea. Don't ever do that. Don't ever reach out with your foot and trip somebody in the grocery store when they're walking by, right? Don't ever do that, Lucas. Never. We can talk about that later. Don't ever do these. There's so many things you should never do, right? Well, here's one thing that you should never do. Do not make yourselves of the number. What's a number? One, two, three, four. It's a bunch of things, right? A number of things is a bunch of things. We dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. Do you know anybody, any other boy or girl, at school maybe or somewhere, where if you tell them something good that you can do or in their life, they'd say, well, I can, and they always try to tell you that they can do better. Like, they always have to tell you how they can do better. You ever know any? Maybe you have that tendency. Sometimes this happens in our house where one of our children will say something and the other child, well, I can do that. And we just have to remind each other that we don't have to compare ourselves. It's not something. In fact, it's not just something that you don't have to do. It's something you better not do. Why? Well, let's think about this for a minute. What is this? I know, it's a basket, but that's not what I...
Fruit?
Yes, it's a fruit basket. What do we have in this basket here? We have... Look at this.
Banana.
You want to hold the banana? Look at it. Kind of feels good. It's nice and cool and soft, right? Especially it's a little warm in the sun up here. Yeah. Now, a banana is a nice fruit. What's so nice about a banana? Soft and sweet, right? Did you know a banana has more acid in it than a tomato, actually? We just don't feel that because it doesn't have liquid in it too much. But it's a good fruit. And the thing about a banana that's so good, in fact, when I play basketball or something like this, and I'm going to be playing a lot, I try to get one or two bananas and eat them before I play. You know why? Because it gives you potassium. Potassium is a vitamin that helps your muscles to be flexible so they don't freeze up and lock up. You don't get Charlie horses and cramps. And eating a banana or two before you get active will actually help you with that. It actually works. That's what a banana can do. Now, what is this? Should I throw it out there?
Yes!
No, I'm not going to throw it out there. I will throw it to Lucas. Can you catch it? Can you do that? Oh, almost. He almost caught it. What is so good about an orange? David? You drop it, it won't get dirty inside. That's right. That's true, actually. All the fruits have that. God gave them that outer layer of protection. But what else? What's good about an orange? You know what an orange has? It has vitamin C in it. And vitamin C helps your immune system to be strong so that you don't get sick as much. It really does. It helps with that. Well, Here's this, too. What is this? This is a lime. Yeah, that's a lime. This would be fun to throw, too. I don't know why I feel like throwing these things. I feel like a ball. And when boys have a ball, they like to throw them, right? Not to know. You want to look at that? It's a lime. Now, how many of you had a lime for breakfast today? Limes are good. They can flavor things. They also have vitamin C in them, right? You can put lime in water and make it taste good a little bit. Limes are good like that. Give you vitamin C, help you to be strong. Here's an apple. It's a Macintosh apple. There's all kinds of apples. Every year they try to make a new one. You want to hold that? That is an apple. What do apples have in them? They're very good, right? They're very juicy. Have lots of different vitamins in them. All kinds. Did you know that some people say that in the Garden of Eden, look at it, there was an apple and Eve took the apple. Is that true? What kind of fruit was on that tree? Do you know?
No.
We don't know. And it probably wasn't an apple. One more here. This is a what?
Avocado.
No, it's not. I can tell you guys have avocados. That's good. This is a
pear.
Not a pear. What is it? Sometimes they're red or orange or yellow. No? It's a mango. Yes. Very good. It's a mango. You going to hold the mango? Don't throw it. I'm missing an apple. It disappeared. Did it come back? There we go. In a mango, you actually have vitamins and other things. In fact, what a mango has is fiber. It has fiber in it that makes your muscles strong, helps your brain and other things. It's got that healthy fiber in it that's very good. Also helps you to digest your food and get more vitamins and minerals out of your food. By the way, when you eat your food, what should you do? Chew it. A lot. You know, if you chew your food 2 times and swallow it, and the person beside you chews it 20 times and swallows, not the same food, you know, the food that they ate. Just want to make that clear. They are going to get more nutrients out of that than you get out of yours because they chewed it more. You'll be healthier if you chew your food more. Okay, so anyway, that's not why we came here today. What's the number of fruits here in this basket? The number? Five of them. Is that right?
Four.
Is that right? Four fruits. They're all fruits. No vegetables. These are fruits, and let me ask you a question. Which one is better? Bananas, apples are popular here.
Orange.
Orange. Well, let me ask you a question. What makes a piece of fruit better than the others? Well, this is the biggest one. Does that make it better? Bigger. It's bigger. Right? It's more fruit. What's the smallest one? This one. Yeah, this is lime. But these have vitamin C, and they make your immune system better. That's really what they can do. Does that make them better? I mean, this has some in it, but this has lots of fiber. Is that better? Which is better, vitamin C or fiber? Well, then this. Oh, well, if I don't want to get cramps before I play basketball or soccer, I'm going to eat this. Because this doesn't really help me for that. And, you know, this actually, I think, helps with your vision a little bit, too. It helps your eyes. Which one's better? I like this. You know why I like this? Because you can peel it really easy and eat it very fast. This, you have to work hard for. You have to really peel it, and then it's messy. Bananas aren't messy. I like bananas because they're very not messy, and they're very easy to open up. That's probably because I'm a little lazy when it comes to my fruits. But which one is better? I'm waiting for the right answer. Well, let's ask the adults. Which one is better? None of them. And you know, when I ask a question, which piece of fruit is better, sometimes it sounds like what conversations are like at school and Sunday school and frontline. People sitting around talking about who is better. And the answer is nobody is better. Just because you're tall or short, or you get good grades or bad grades, well, you need to work hard for good grades, but or you know, you weigh a lot or you weigh a little, or you have long hair or short hair, or whatever your name is, or wherever you go to school, or wherever you live, or whatever kind of clothing you wear, or whatever kind of toys you have, or whatever kind of skills you have and you can do that other people can't do, whatever your gifts are, if you're an artist or athletic person. Let me ask you a question. Which is better?
None.
Did you know that every boy and girl up here is 100% important and 100% the way God made you to be? And we have to realize that if someone else says something that they're good at, don't defend yourself and say, well, I'm good. No, you say, good job. That's great. And know in your heart that God made you special too. Paul doesn't just say, don't compare yourself because it's not good. He says, don't do it. Because if you do, you fall into a trap that you get stuck in the rest of your life. Here's the word. It's called insecurity. You're not secure in the person God made you to be in Jesus Christ. You need to ask Jesus to save you, trust him to be your Savior, and don't worry about who you are and who's better. Because when you have Jesus, you have everything. Which fruit is better?
None.
They're all good in their own way. And which child is better?
None.
Which grown-up is better? None. God made you just the way he wants you to be. Don't ever look in the mirror and say, I'm better or they're better. No, it's never true. You understand that? It's very important. All right. Now, I'm going to test something out here today. This is a good test. I am going to give away 5 pieces of fruit. And you know why I'm going to give them away? Just because I don't have any reasons. I'm just giving them away. So, how many children are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, something like that, 12, 13. I have 5 pieces of fruit. You're all going to be tempted if I give this to one person and then 5 people get them to think, well, I'm not as important. Should you think about that? It doesn't matter who gets 5 and who doesn't, right? Did you know that I could give 5 pieces of fruit to one of you and the rest of you not get any and that'd be fine? You know that? Because it doesn't really matter, really, right? That's hard to understand, isn't it? But it really is true. So I'm going to test us here. I'm going to give out 5 pieces of fruit, but it doesn't mean that anyone is better. Can we do that? Good? Okay, and I have no reasons. I'm just giving them out. Okay, there's one for you. There's one for you. One for you. And one for you. You can munch on your lime there. And one for you, okay? Now, about 7 of you didn't get one. Is that okay?
Yes.
It should be, right? It really should be because we don't compare ourselves. Isn't that neat to be able to do that and think that way? Isn't that really neat? You say, no, think about it a little bit more, and I think you'll realize how really it makes you very secure and confident that it doesn't really matter. God made me who I am. Don't make yourself of the number and compare yourselves with other people who do that, okay? Can you do that? Amen. I'll let you get back to your seats and don't eat your fruits in the service, okay?